It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and we've got another kind of stogie influence one here. So if you're a big cigar person, you might be interested to know about Buzzard's Roost Cigar Rye. So we haven't released the podcast yet, or maybe it's going to be somewhat coming out with this, but we've talked to Jason Bronner a few times. He's the proprietor, the guy that started Bourbon's Bistro. He came out with his own type of whiskey called Buzzard's Roost, where he had been sourcing from MGP for the very longest time, but his kind of spin on it is he has these proprietary barrels that he's been doing different kind of toasting, different kinds of, I don't even know if he's
chars,
like,
different.
Show. I mean, you name it, he's just doing all
he's
kinds
working
of stuff.
With ISC to create his own like magical staves.
Pretty much, magic staves.
Yep.
Here we go. And so this one is going into a little bit layer different. So what he's doing is he chose a four-year-old Indiana rye, of course we mentioned MGP, and it's finishing in char one barrels, which were toasted to coax out flavors that would pair well with an aged cigar tobacco. So only three barrels were produced of this. As we mentioned, it's a rye from MGP, so it's a 95.5 mash bill. It is 105 proof, non-age stated, and has a price tag of $75.
All right. I'm trying to remember from our cigar episode way back in the day how they
it's been a while
what they talked about what cigars to pair, I mean what bourbons to pair with cigars whatnot.
I'm not one to tell you. I'm not a big cigar person. I'll smoke every once in a while, but I'm not a pairing person when it comes to cigars.
I'm not either.
I'll try one and be like, yeah, that was enjoyable.
Yummy. I get to taste it for 3 days.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Now I have to shower and brush my teeth 10 times. All right, so on with the taste here, or on the nose. The rye really kind of shows through.
Yeah, you get that strong citrusy lemon pine kind of note that I'm used to with the Indiana rye.
Yeah, I was expecting to get more of a like a tobacco leather something like that.
Well, I think this is to pair with and not taste like a cigar. So maybe it would, you know, you need that fruitiness to kind of balance the smoke of the cigar.
That's true.
Whereas if you had smoke on smoke, it might be too much smoke. Double smoke.
Double smoke? All right.
Yeah.
No double smokes. All right. Well, on with the taste then.
There's that smoke or char. It's more of a, there's kind of like a charcoal flavor that you get like from, you know, when you eat like grilled meats that you get that nice, which I love. I love charcoal
flavor. Yeah, that kind of just that small little crisp layer or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Do you able to do your grill grates? You got them. You get the perfect X's when you go across yours.
No, I don't pay attention enough.
No,
I'm just like whatever, flip it. It's ready. But no, there's nice citrus notes on the front end, and then it opens up into those nice charcoal notes that I'm liking.
Yeah, and there is like that heavy rye spice to it, and you definitely get that on the first taste. But as the finish starts, that's when you start getting a little bit of that leather, a little bit of that kind of like deeper, richer character that you would think might come out of like an older bourbon.
Totally.
That is somehow just kind of like, it just kind of like just carries along in the back. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. It's got some nice, really strong citrus notes on the front, but then it opens up and I would think this is much older than 4 years based on the barrel notes you're getting.
For sure.
Yep.
Well, let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose. Where you at?
sideways. I was wanting a little bit more umph out of the nose, but it's a pretty standard like MGP rye and mash bill nose for me.
Totally agree. But on the taste,
I liked it. Thumbs up. I mean, it was a perfect balance of like those citrus notes and then that nice char cold note and smoke. It wasn't smoke, but
whatever finished it up.
Yeah, whatever. It was just like there's something on the back end that really rounds it out and makes it like really nice on the palate.
Totally agree. And the finish.
Thumbs up. I mean, it's still going. There's a nice spice, but that nice charcoal flavor. Like, I can just, it's enjoyable. Like, I can let it just sit there. You know, I don't have to rush back and get another sip. I like just letting it sit here.
No, I feel like you get like a Monte Cristo or a...
That's right. A Partagas.
Partagas, something like that. Just something to try with this.
Oil de Monterrey or something. I don't know. Why am I trying to talk like Spanish?
I was going to say Bellissimo, but that's Italian. That's for sure. Well, we'll just stop it there then.
Yep.
But that is our review of Buzzard's Roost Cigar. What was it? Sorry, Cigar Rye. Yeah, I had it right the first time. But with that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.